අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello dear children, you all are welcome to this grade 10 English lesson on Ruhunu Gurugedara education program. I'm Kumudu Ediriveera, in-service advisor from Tangol Education Zone. Today, I'm going to do a writing lesson with you. It is on describing pictures. In O-level examination, question number 3 is based on describing pictures. It is a picture reading question. In this question, you have to study the given picture and write the answers. To answer this question, you have to practice to describe pictures. Here, in this lesson, we are going to practice to describe pictures. When answering the question in your O-level examination, you should know a good range of vocabulary and correct grammar. For this question, you get 5 marks at the exam. Okay, children? Now, shall we move to the lesson directly? I have selected a picture from your textbook. Grade 10 textbook, unit 4, page number 36. Look at the picture in the book. What is it? It is a busy city. You can see people are going here and there, right? There are some vehicles. Then we can identify as it is a busy city. So, first of all, we have to introduce the picture. Yes, children, how do we write it? Yes, we have to write an introductory paragraph. I will give you an example. This is a picture of a busy city. This is a picture of a busy city. This is the introductory sentence. Right. Then, we have to learn the relevant vocabulary in the picture. As I told you earlier, you have to learn the relevant vocabulary first before describing the picture. You know, without knowing words, we can't describe pictures, so we should know the words in the picture. Now, look at the actions happening and doing in the picture. Yes, children, look at the actions happening and doing in the picture. Now, shall we learn the actions? Yes, you can see some people are walking. The action is walking. Then, what are the other actions we can see there? We can see a lady. Yes, she is crossing the road. Then, there is a girl. There is a girl in the picture. That girl is eating an ice cream. What is the action there? Eating. Action word is eating. Okay, children. Now, shall we list down the actions doing in the picture? First one is walking. Second one is eating. Third one is crossing. Fourth one is carrying. Fifth one is holding. Yes, you can see there is a girl holding an umbrella. Now, shall we write one sentence using one action? One sentence using one action. For example, a lady is crossing the road. What is that sentence? A lady is crossing the road. A lady is a singular noun. So, we have to use the verb is there in the sentence. Then the sentence is a lady is crossing the road. A lady is crossing the road. Okay, children. Shall we do the activities on your worksheet? I believe you have the activity sheet with you. Activity number 1. Part B. Activity number 1. Part B. Not part A. Right? Activity number 1. Part B. Read the activity carefully. Write 5 sentences using present continuous tense. Use the verbs given in the worksheet. What are those verbs given in the worksheet? Yes, as we learned earlier, eating, crossing, walking, holding, the last one is carrying. Look at the picture and shall we write sentences? Yes. The first action is eating. You can write, a girl is eating an ice cream. A girl is eating an ice cream. The second word is crossing. You can write, a man is crossing the road. What is the sentence? A man is crossing the road. The third action, walking. A man is walking along the road. A man is walking along the road. That is the third sentence. The fourth action, holding. A lady is holding an umbrella. Yes, a lady is holding an umbrella. Yes, next action, carrying. Next action, carrying. A lady is carrying a heavy bag. A lady is carrying a heavy bag. Now, we wrote 5 sentences using given actions. Yes, children, I think you wrote the sentences correctly. Yes, the sentences we wrote here are singular sentences. The sentences we wrote here are singular sentence because one person is doing that action. Right? Because one person is doing that action. So, we call these sentences present continuous singular form. Then, we can describe the things or people in the picture using there is and there are sentences patterns. Right, what are the two sentences patterns? There is and there are. Yes. Shall we try out to use there is pattern first? I will read some examples by looking at the picture. There is a car on the road. How many cars are there? A car. There is a car on the road. There is a man near the car. There is a man near the car. Okay, children. Look at those two sentences again and identify the singular forms. Identify the singular form. Now, shall we try out to use there are pattern to describe this picture? Here, we use there are pattern to describe plural things in the picture. I will give you one example. There are many people in this place. What is that sentence, children? There are many people in this place. In our earlier sentences, we used there is. Here, we use there are. There are many people in this place. I think you got the idea to describe things in the picture using there is and there are patterns. Now, shall we do the activity in your activity sheet? Activity 1, Part A. Activity 1, Part A. Study the picture and write 3 sentences using there is and there are pattern. How many sentences do you have to write? 3 sentences. As I told you, now you can write these sentences using there is and there are pattern. I will give you some examples for your answer. There is a car in the picture. There is a man near the car. There are many people in the picture. There are many vehicles in the picture. There are buildings in the background of the picture. Okay, children, I will read the plural sentences again. There are many people in the picture. There are many vehicles in the picture. There are buildings in the background of the picture. I think now you can identify, you can recognize singular and plural form that we use to describe pictures. Right. Now you have practiced to describe a picture with me. We only use 3 sentences patterns. First we wrote an introductory sentence. Yes, I will tell you the example. This is a picture of a busy city. Then we wrote actions happening in the picture. For example, a girl is eating an ice cream. Then we use there is and there are patterns. Examples: there is a car, there are many people in the picture. Right. Now shall we move to the next activity on your worksheet? Yes, it's also from your textbook. Yes, unit 10, page number 105. Yes, children, unit 10, page number 105. Question is, study the picture and write 5 sentences. The given words and phrases will help you to write sentences. What are the words and phrases given? A man, a lady, a boy, a table, a vase, talking, sitting, asking, answering. A man, a lady, a boy, a table, a vase, talking, sitting, asking, and answering. As we have learnt earlier, I think you can write sentences now. Look at the picture first, then study it carefully and write sentences. It is a very small picture, but we can write many sentences. First, shall we write the introductory sentence? Then, shall we write the things available in the picture? Yes, now you have to recall the sentences patterns we studied in the first activity. Yes, now shall we write the introductory sentence? Simply we can say, this is a picture of a room. This is a picture of a room. Then we can say, there is a gentleman in the picture. You can see a man wearing a tie. He's a gentleman. Yes, the sentence is, there is a gentleman. Yes. Now tell me, children, who else can we see in the picture? Yes, we can see a lady. Then we can write, there is a lady in the picture. Then there is a boy. So we can write, there is a boy in the picture. Right. What else can we see there? Yes, there is a table in the picture. Yes, we can see there is a table in the picture. And also there are chairs. So we can write, there are chairs at the table. Yes, there is a cupboard near the table. There is a flower vase on the cupboard. Okay, children, shall we read the sentences again? I think it is very important for your studies. Our first introductory sentence is, this is a picture of a room. Then, there is a gentleman. Then, there is a lady in the picture. Next one, there is a boy in the picture. And next one, there is a table in the picture. There are chairs at the table. There is a cupboard near the table. The last sentence is, there is a flower vase on the cupboard. Okay, children. I think you learned the lesson well. Now shall we describe what these people are doing? These people are talking. Yes, we can say the gentleman is asking questions. The gentleman is asking questions. The boy is answering the questions. Now we have written many sentences to describe the picture in the book. Now I think you can describe a picture very easily because we described two pictures from your textbook. We only use very few sentences patterns. As a summary, I will recall the things again. First, you wrote the introductory sentence. Then, there is pattern you used. Then, there are pattern you used. And then, present continuous, singular and plural sentences you used to describe the picture. Okay, children, now I'm going to wind up my session. Thank you very much for joining this lesson. I'm Kumudu Edirivira, in-service advisor from Tangol Education Zone. Have a nice day. Good luck. Stay safe.
Avakashi Pasala.
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුමාරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.